Hi everyone, my name is Isabel Schumacher and I'm here to interview Alison Garwood-Jones. Alison Garwood-Jones is the former editor of Elle Canada and Viva magazines. She's an award-winning writer and blogger, and her articles have appeared in the Globe and Mail, the Toronto Star, Elle Canada, and Chatelaine magazine, just to name a few. The first part of her interview cut off, unfortunately, but here's my interview with Alison Garwood-Jones.
So you were asking me about Society Pages, which is the blog I started 2 years ago. And I have to be honest, I kind of started my blog a little bit under duress. I had no idea. I knew I had to blog as a journalist. I had to move myself into the digital age. But, you know, I think a lot of us were so used to the way print media was, and we loved it the way it was, just as everybody loves books, printed books. But, you know, we all have to move our content online and start experimenting with all these new social media platforms. And blogging, as it turns out, for me, I think is probably the most revolutionary thing I'll do in my career. It's the most amazing publishing platform. So when I decided I was going to start a blog, I had to think about what subject I wanted to write about. And my background is kind of a mix. I started out my career as an art historian and loved cultural history. Loved studying portraits as an art historian because I'm so interested in people and their story arcs and their lives. And so I thought, you know, what I would want to do is to write about people and write a lot of profiles. So I decided to call it Society Pages. And it focuses on human nature and human behavior and human actions and explaining the behavior behind people's actions. And I called it Society Pages as it was kind of a play on terms because, as you probably know, even as early as 30 years ago, there were still sections in newspapers across Canada and across the U.S. and Great Britain that were called Society Pages. It was the women's page, and it focused on celebrity gossip and recipes and things that were considered lighter news. But I thought if I can use that title and then focus on things that to me seem a little bit more digging beneath the surface, that would be fun. So I get into psychology, I get into profiles of people I admire and the work they're doing, everything from filmmakers to design thinkers like Bruce Mau, who are trying to change the way we live through smarter design. I cover so many topics, and I deliberately did that. I deliberately chose a topic like human nature and human behavior, because then I can cover all kinds of things that interest me.
Mm-hmm. And I thought that was really interesting what you said about blogging being new and revolutionary. I thought that was a really good point you made. And especially with this whole notion of like print media and that switch from the print media to blogging. And yeah. Do you think that print media is really, I mean, I guess there's been that discussion that print media is in a crisis, you know, or that people are really making that switch to the internet.
Definitely, definitely. I know it's in a crisis, and my friends who are journalists, we know it's in crisis because we felt it affect our bottom line. We've felt, you know, our work for a while there, especially just after 2008. It took a while for the effect to take place, but early 2009, I know that I was not getting as many assignments as I used to. You know, the sort of rhythm of getting assignments from editors and working with editors really slowed down. But also, you know, you can only hear so many stories about all these new platforms like blogging and Twitter, Facebook, you name it. And you can only ignore these things for so long and wish that it was like the past still. After a while, that's pointless. So I got to a point where I thought, I'm just going to embrace this, and I'm going to turn blogging and Twitter into my sandbox and play with it and get experimental and see where it can take me. And this is, I started to see myself picking up work because eyes were going to my blog, people from all around the world, including editors. And they would, editors I didn't know would write and say, hey, you know, I really like your blog and you write about this. Would you like to write a story about that? You know, so my motto kind of is write what you want to be known for. And it really, in a lot of ways, helped direct my career as a journalist because I was putting up stories that were meaningful to me, and it led to paid work that was where I could use the same kind of voice and research skills and even, you know, write about the same area of interest that I wrote about on my blog. So that was super helpful. It's such a quick way for people to get to know who you are as a writer and what's on your mind.
Oh, for sure, for sure. I was wondering, I feel like everyone's writing a blog these days. There's so many of them out there. And
yes.
Here you are with this incredibly successful blog. And I was just wondering, do you have any advice for people in terms of how to get your blog out there, how to, make it really go pro?
Yes. And don't think about numbers. Truly, just make it a conversation, a very personal conversation with yourself. And I don't mean Dear Diary style blog entries, although people can do that. But write about things that really get you thinking and feeling, and write something that you would want to read. That's what I do. Every now and again, if you write a successful blog post, I wrote one recently about McSweeney's, the publisher McSweeney's, and I had this interesting encounter with them, and I won't explain it now because you're probably limited for time. But that made my numbers in terms of my viewership just skyrocket. And it's kind of addictive when you start noticing you get a lot of viewers coming to your blog and you think, how am I going to match that and get that many eyes coming back to my blog post? And I just had to say, Allison, cut it out. Get back to the basics. And again, you know, after you've read the daily news and processed what's happening in the world and what's happening in your own life, figure out what, again, you want to write about that's meaningful and relevant to you. And, you know, having a huge audience is not part of that equation. You have to really keep yourself grounded mentally and emotionally and just figure out what it is that you want to write about that is going to resonate with you.
Oh, perfect. Thanks. I'm going to try and keep those points in mind. And I want to thank you so much. We're running out of time. We're running low. But thank you so much for this wonderful interview. Thanks for taking the time to do this. And
thank you, Isabel.
I really look forward to hearing your talk. And
oh, wonderful. March. Thanks so much.
Allison Garwood-Jones will be coming to Bishop's University to give a talk titled The Blogger's Survival Guide. You can catch her lecture at 2 p.m. on Sunday, March 18th. The talk is a part of SWEET, the Student Writing Weekend in the Eastern Townships. For more information, you can check out the Bishop's English Department webpage or find SWEET on Facebook.